You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, there's been an outcry to government's plans to destroy goods looted during the recent riots. Some have suggested the recovered goods could have been donated to the poor or auctioned, with the proceeds being donated to affected small businesses. But here to discuss the tax implications of the looted goods for government and business, I'm joined by Kyle Mandy, Head of National Tax Technical at PwC. Kyle, thanks for joining the show. What are the tax implications that we're looking at here from these looted goods?
Well, there are really no direct tax implications associated with the looted goods themselves. Certainly, the businesses in question would have made losses, and those losses, certainly to the extent that they are not insured, will be tax deductible. So there's an indirect impact, if you like, in the sense that it's going to cost government tax revenues ultimately. With government to actually dispose of those goods or even donate them and so on, that obviously would have made a difference potentially to the fiscus and so on as well. But there's no precise, direct impact that flows from the looted goods in themselves.
What about the implications possibly for value-added tax?
Yeah, well, certainly, as I say, The businesses that were affected, in terms of purchasing the goods, they would have actually incurred that, and they would have claimed that VAT back in the ordinary course. So once again, to the extent that they're not able to recover that from insurance, that would be a essentially a direct cost to the fiscus. So if you like, the VAT that's associated with the cost of those goods would effectively be claimed back by those businesses from government, essentially.
So should SARS, start looking at potentially loosening a reserve there that it might not have needed to because of these riots now, and looking at the potential implications for it as a result?
Certainly, and unquestionably, many of these businesses, who've lost everything, may very well be sitting with tax liabilities, notwithstanding what I just said in relation to the VAT and the income tax losses associated with those goods, may still be sitting on tax liabilities that they need to pay. So they will be faced with liabilities, and they may not have the cash to actually pay those liabilities. So certainly I understand that SARS is looking into relief measures. I don't expect that there will be, unlike with the COVID relief measures which we saw last year, I don't think there will be anything that will be legislated. But I do think SARS is going to apply a sympathetic ear and a sympathetic approach to assisting businesses who are facing at least a temporary crunch insofar as this is concerned.
And what do you think about this idea of destroying these items? What would you do?
I think it's certainly a difficult issue, and the arguments both ways. I certainly buy government's argument that flooding the market with stolen goods is not necessarily going to assist business. But then there's a moral issue as well. Why would you destroy perfectly good products that could be used, and even from an environmental perspective, is that the right thing to be doing, taking all of those things into account? So I think the arguments both ways, government's clearly got a view in terms of the approach that they take, and let's see if they stick to that approach if there's enough of a public outcry, if they change their views insofar as that's concerned.
Because one other idea is that these goods be auctioned and, that the proceeds be used to support small businesses. But from those proceeds, that could be a positive tax benefit for SARS, no?
Well, certainly. Look, I'm not 100% sure in terms of where those funds would go. I would think that, to the extent that SASRIA, as the insurer insofar as this event is concerned, pays out claims to businesses, and those goods relate to the businesses in question, that Sasria would have a right to those goods and be able to recover its insurance payouts from disposing of those. Mm. But otherwise, to the extent that they are just essentially recovered stolen goods, I'm not sure exactly what the legal position more ordinarily is insofar as that's concerned. But as I say, there's a moral question there as well, whether it's right to simply destroy goods like that or whether they should be disposed of. And essentially, the fiscus recovering a portion of, recovering something from those goods as well.
I suppose maybe a last question put differently. Do you think that the loss to the fiscus from these looted goods that could potentially be destroyed will be significant?
So that's obviously a relative term. If you look at maybe the broader implications in terms of what is this going to cost government in terms of revenues, I guess that depends on what the long-term or short to medium long-term effects are from the event. Certainly, it's going to impact economic growth going forward. How permanent that impact is remains to be seen, but that will in itself affect government's revenues. As I say, aside from the losses of revenues that will arise because of the tax implications associated with the losses themselves. There are also broader issues as well. SARS has worked hard from their perspective to improve the levels of compliance, and there's a question mark over what these recent events will do to tax morality and compliance. It certainly can't have a positive effect, but the question is, will it potentially have a negative effect insofar as that's concerned? So, to put rands and cents on how much the impact will be in terms of revenues is very difficult, but it's going to run into the limit. There's no question about that.
All right, Kyle, thanks so much for giving us that detail. Kyle Mandy, Head of National Tax Technical at PwC.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.